Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts joining us in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932 and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. Certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer or rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391. In covering the Cattle Facts Outlook seminar here at the Cattle Industry Convention in San Diego this week, several things kind of stuck out. One thing, the largest year-over-year increase in meat supply since 1950 was talked about and pointed to as a major reason for the dramatic flip in cattle prices last year. Randy Block with Cattle Facts says that the segment who had all the leverage a year ago and further back before that price flip was the cow-calf folks.
We're coming off peak profitability in the cow-calf side. When you think about the leverage piece that we've talked about in today's conversation, I want you to think about who had the most leverage within the cattle segment. It's a cow-calf producer, wasn't it? Stocker operators, cattle feeders were buying generally $100 to $150 losers in the fall of 2014 and through the first half, the middle of 2015. So we had some additional risks there. Again, these markets we think will consolidate in here in the upper 170s to $2 here over the next 2 or 3 years. Profit margins will narrow, but we'll still see that industry in total continue to make money.
And he says that segment is still profitable, just not as profitable. For the margin folks, though, last year was dramatic, drastic, and breathtaking.
When you look at what we've gone through in this industry, and this cycle's been no different than what we've seen historically, typically within the first 12 to 18 months of when a market tops, we've given back all of the equity that we made, assuming that we weren't hedged. Is this one any different? We had record profitability from the middle of 2013 through 2014, made $5.5 billion. Through last week, our data would suggest we've given back $5.1 billion. Wow. That's a big number, isn't it? It's a big number, and I think when you put that in perspective, again, that's why we're going to get back to doing business. Everybody's going to be margin-driven as we look at this next several months. We'll be buying cattle that will make sense, and every segment of the industry will be doing that, whether it's stocker operators, grow yards, feed yards of all different sizes and shapes. That's what we'll be focused on as a margin, because the risk is the equity has left the industry now.
Or as Randy Block told the audience,
so those days of buying cattle on the come, they aren't going to happen.
Randy Block and his Cattle Facts team see larger meat supplies in 2016, lower cattle prices really across the board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Reporting from San Diego, I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.